This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
We've been talking all about electric vehicles and whether or not you feel like you would like to buy one. Is there anything stopping you? Joining me on the line, of course, is owner of Ashford Motors, Nadia Dan. It's so great to be talking to you. I'm following you on social media all the time, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you on the show. So it's great to be having you giving us your thoughts on this.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I'm absolutely delighted.
So you meet customers every day of the week. You've got lots of lovely models of cars that you sell with Ashford Motors. You know, you're really into, I suppose, the business of selling cars. Now, what's the general consensus of people when they come to you looking to upgrade their car or even try and invest in something? Like, do people know a lot of electric vehicles or know about a lot of electric vehicles? Or what are they thinking before they start buying something?
Yeah, so I suppose like a couple of weeks ago I came out publicly to say I've actually stopped buying in electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. And I'm not selling them anymore, I'm not taking a trade. And that's a really big statement to make as a secondhand car dealer, and I've sold electric cars in the past, and I suppose I came out with that as a secondhand car dealer. Like, it's all well and good in the first 3 to 5 years of ownership of these EV when you're buying them brand new, but when they reach the secondhand car market, and because they haven't been out, you know, that long in the secondhand car market, we are now starting to see different issues arise, shortage of skilled labour in the country who can deal with these mm-hmm. electric cars, pricing issues, and also when real customers, the effects of that, them being in negative equity with their finances. So we've seen, obviously, since kind of quarter four of 2023, prices have really come down since last year, and there's so many reasons. So from a local level, what I've been seeing, I've had customers ring me like 2 to 3 times a week saying, look, Nadia, I want to get back out of my EV back into a diesel mm-hmm. because on a day-to-day basis it's not fulfilling what I thought it would. The pricing of it is crazy. They're getting range anxiety, they're getting charger anxiety, and that's all well and good. Like, if we look at Norway, which everybody loves comparing us to Norway, yeah. like Irish people are like Norwegian people, we're nothing alike, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really bad to compare us with Norway because they just have their stuff together, whereas we don't, but we like having the crack. And that's the main thing, right?
Yeah.
So Norway have 25,000 charging points across their country.
Wow.
And they've been putting these in the ground for the last 25 years, and then they've been pushing people into them, right? So that's the way they've been doing it.
Okay.
We have 1,900 in the whole of Ireland,
yeah.
right? And we're very similar in population. So that will kind of show you, you know, we're not there yet to be kind of saying this is the end all be all for everybody. It's not. Yes, it might suit some people. It might suit you if you're an early adapter and you don't care and you've got money to burn. But if you're Mary and Joe down the road, middle income earners, which a lot of my customers are, and
yeah.
come to me and get finance on a car, and then 6 months later you've lost 15-20 grand and you've another child and you need to get a bigger car, and you come back into me locally to trade the car in and I can't get you a price, or you're losing so much, I lose my reputation locally. And I just said, I'm not having this anymore. So I came out publicly, I removed myself from the equation. I said, right guys, I'm not doing this anymore. It's just too difficult because I can't even get other dealers to price them. Now, a lot of dealers have been saying the exact same thing in the background, but no one has come out publicly
until I did. Is there any incentive from government-wise as a dealer to even, you know, like try and get your customers to switch over? Like, you know, I've commuted over and back to iRadio for the last 13 years and I had, you know, everything from petrol to diesel and,
yeah.
you know, my car is the biggest thing that I spend my money on, and I like my car, you know, it's the thing that's going to get me from work from A to B. But like, would I like to drive an electric vehicle? Possibly if I was making millions, but at the price
yeah.
point that they are now, not an absolute hope would I be able to afford an electric vehicle on the wages that I'm on. But as well as that, you have to think about, you know, the charging. If I leave my job here at 9:30 at night to, you know, to head off on the country roads, and I, you know, manage to not get as much range, like, I couldn't even stop between,
yeah.
you know, I think there's maybe 2 or 3 shops that I could stop at to get some milk for a bowl of cereal when I get home, never mind charge my car. So I think they're all the factors that I'm thinking about if I was to go, you know, buy an electric vehicle. It definitely doesn't sound like it's for everyone, unless you're living in a big city.
Exactly, and that is kind of the messaging that we need to hear now, is kind of like, look, it could suit some people. Like, EV kind of early adapters will say, well, if you go on the night rate, well, if you charge your car at night time, these are all situations that might suit some people, but it doesn't suit everyone. Like, what if you forget to charge your car? Like, at least with the diesel, petrol or an ICE car, you can stop halfway through and go get your petrol. Diesel takes you 30 seconds. And now even with range anxiety, which we know about, now there's charger anxiety, that when you get to the charging point, three of them are broken. Maybe it doesn't fit your car. Maybe there's two people ahead of you. You've only planned for the 40 minutes. Now you have to wait for the few people in front of you to do their 40 minutes. And then you have to do 40 minutes. So yes, I'll bring you back to what Jesus said. You're dead right. The government, like, we did have a lot of grants and incentives that were pushing us into these initially, and that's great, but that's all seemed to have stopped since last July. Mm-hmm. Like, we had, I think the charging grant has been half, the charging grant scheme has been half. It's now up to £300 that they're going to give you towards a home charger, but the average cost of EV chargers are £1,500.
Wow, right.
So, you know, and that's taken maybe in Tesla or an Audi. Now, I'm sure there might be cheaper options out there, but, you know, I'm just giving you that for example. Mm-hmm. Then also, the VRT relief, which we had previously to July 23, that's been capped. And yeah, so the grants aren't there. Obviously, Mr. Eamon Ryan, now about a month ago, I think after the first numbers came out, he announced a £21 million investment into the charging infrastructure, which is great and it's the right step. But if we look over to the UK, Rishi Sunak had announced €2.3 billion. Now, that's 200 times more than Ireland per capita, because I know we're not the same population as them, but it's still a lot more than what is being put in. So if we all want to go electric, there has to be a lot more done. And unfortunately, it is the consumer that's getting hit now. You know, it's not the government, it's not me, because I'm not taking them in, and it's the consumer. And so that needs to be messaged correctly so it doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Simon is about to take up his new post, so who knows? He could be instructing, you know, the Minister of Transport to have a think about this. But Nadia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Hopefully the next time I get to chat to you for much longer. And if anybody has any questions that you'd like to ask Nadia, we will most definitely make more space on the show for you to come back and have a chat to me. If people want to follow you online, if they want to find out all about, you know, your opinions on electric vehicles and vehicles in general, where's the best place to go?
Absolutely. So on TikTok, it's Nadia Adan on TikTok, and on Instagram, it's Ashford Motors. But if you put in Nadia or Ashford into either TikTok or Instagram, you'll find me. Very, very handy. You'll wish you didn't, but you'll find me.
Not at all. Nadia, you're an absolute
Thanks
gem.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
For coming on to have a chat to me. Thank you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.